Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Writing Cabin with Tara Benner. I'm fantasy author Tara Benner, and this is my cabin. We all need to escape into story from time to time, so come on in, sit down by the fire, pour yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, and let's talk books. Now, before we get started today, I wanted to take a quick moment to thank my wonderful patrons. Patrons, your support not only funds the creation of new monthly short stories, but it tells me that you enjoy my books so much that you want to support them and me directly. If you've never heard of Patreon, Patreon is a platform that allows readers to support authors with a small monthly pledge. And if you would like to join our Patreon family, you can do so over at patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. I create a brand new short story or other piece of writing every single month, as well as an exclusive video diary, and you can gain access to that entire library of Patreon stories for just $2 a month, or you can pledge $3 a month and you will get the ebook version of each new novel I release before anybody else. Again, that's patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. This week's featured book is Lawless. When Lark was sentenced to 25 years behind bars, she thought San Judas was her lucky break. The primitive 16,000-acre community in rural New Mexico isn't like any other prison. There are no cells, there is no warden, and Mother Mercy is the law. Lark didn't realize she'd be fighting for her survival on a daily basis, battling hunger, violent inmates, and the prison leader's tyranny. If you enjoy stories with gritty characters, stories about survival with some slow burn romance and a post-apocalyptic conspiracy thrown in, you will love Lawless. And right now, we are running a special promo for Kobo readers only. So if you read on a Kobo device, you can get Lawless free as an ebook through July 25th. I will put a link to that down in the show notes. All right. It's time for my little life update that I do each and every week. And the big, big news at our house is that my son is walking. Not far and not well, but this child is 11 months old and he has started standing up, not holding on to anything, and walking short distances. And at first, the standing was kind of like he would just be holding a toy and kind of preoccupied and he wouldn't realize that he wasn't holding on. And then he would walk to me. If I was kind of in the play yard with him, he would like walk to me or walk to my husband, and he gets really excited and it's so cute. It's also a little bit terrifying because this is a child that likes to get into everything, and he also is kind of like a run before you walk type of person. So I'm envisioning a lot of spills and boo-boos in our future because we mainly have hardwood floors in our house. And I gave him a bath earlier this afternoon and he was in his room and he just kind of took off run walking. I mean, he didn't go very far and he kind of like sat down when he lost his balance, but oh my gosh, I think that's, I am in for it the next few months. It's going to be pretty crazy. And I think it's also contributing to some sleep disruptions for him. We've had some really early wake-ups, which is kind of throwing off my work schedule because normally if I wake up between like 5:30 or 5:45, I know that I have at least an hour, but probably closer to an hour and a half of uninterrupted work time. But now he's been getting up sometimes at 5:30, sometimes at 6, and I really never know when he's going to wake up. And sometimes I'll wake up and then I'll hear him wake up immediately after I do. So I've had to make some adjustments to my schedule. Flexibility is the name of the game when you are a parent to a young child. So I really kind of tweaked how I'm doing things. And we'll see. For instance, I'm recording this podcast in the afternoon instead of the morning. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But fortunately, I was able to take some much needed time off last week, which is why we did not have a regular episode of The Writing Cabin. We had some family visiting from out of town, and so I just took like 5 days off. And honestly, I don't even remember the last time I took 2 consecutive days off from work where I did not do anything work-related. And it was really good for me. It was really hard those first few days. I kind of like felt like I was like clenching like my like nail. I don't know, just like I was real tense and I felt like I needed to be working or trying to get some stuff done, you know, in the morning or whatever. But that was when my son started his super early wake-ups, and so that wasn't happening. And I was kind of stressed out those first couple days, but then I settled in and it was a lot of fun. We hiked, we ate, we drank. We went to 11 Mile Reservoir, which is this gorgeous reservoir in 11 Mile Canyon. And it's about 30 minutes from where I live in Colorado. And I'd been there before, but it was really fun to introduce my brother's sister and her family to this place that we love. And the last time I was there, it was my husband's birthday, which was about a month before our son was born. And so the last time I was there, I have a photo. I was like 8 months pregnant, or maybe closer to 9 months pregnant. And I was just like huge. And I recreated the photo holding my son, who's now almost, he was almost 11 months old in the picture. And it was just really cute and special. And the cool part was that we rented a kayak and a stand-up paddleboard because my husband's sister has 2 young girls. And I'd kayaked before and I rode crew in college, but I had never tried stand-up paddleboarding. And I'm not kidding, it is my new favorite thing. Like, I am getting a stand-up paddleboard off Craigslist because I just had so much fun. Just being out on the water, I think it reignited this long buried thing that I used to love about being on the water. And it's kind of relaxing, but also exciting at the same time. And of course, it's just beautiful, you know, being out on the reservoir in Colorado with the mountains and everything. And so it's probably going to be my new hobby, taking up some of my time, because it's just, it's a blast. I highly recommend it. If you ever get the chance to go stand up paddleboarding, definitely give it a try. So that's about it for my life update. Now it's time for my writing update. And I am currently deep, deep, deep in edits on Dragon Kingdom Book 1. And yes, I still don't have a name for this novel, but you know, that's the way it goes, I guess. but with the days that I took off and kind of where I was in the manuscripts, I had a really hard time for a few days. The edits are always the slowest part of the writing process for me. Typically, I can crank out a first draft really quickly, but then I spend almost as much time, if not longer, revising it. And you might say, well, slow down with your writing because maybe you wouldn't have to edit so much. But it's not really that the writing is bad. It's just that I spend so much time kind of angsting over little details and massaging the writing and the word choice and everything. And so in this book in particular, I made a lot of big changes to the first like 8 chapters of the manuscript. And so when I went back to do my revisions, I had rewritten a lot of things, but some things still needed tweaked and the rewrites needed editing and kind of trying to get it all together and make sure it was a really strong opening. Because I think, as I've mentioned before, there's a lot of pressure on a book one in a new series, because you really want to hook readers, you want to introduce them to the world, get them invested in the characters. And so I just really want it to be good. And I think it is. I really had a blast writing it. And I think it's going to be a really exciting adventure for my readers. I will say too, I don't give myself enough credit that the reason it's taking so long is probably because it's book one in a new series in a completely new genre for me, because I've never written high fantasy, epic fantasy. So it's a totally new thing with lots of world building and monsters and, well, not creatures. I guess they're kind of monsters. New characters, all that stuff. And so it's just been a lot to wrangle, but it's getting wrangled. And the last couple of days, I really hit my stride and edits are going a lot smoother. I'm kind of in calmer waters with the edits, you know, parts of the book that I feel good about. And there's a lot of good banter, and we're introducing some of my favorite characters at this point that I worked on today. And so I'm really excited for people to read it. And yeah, I think I'm going to do something different with the launch of this book, because what I've been wanting to do for a while is release two or three books in a series back to back, like with a month or less between books. And obviously, I cannot write that fast. And so what that will require is for me to write a book and hold it back while I write the second book, and even hold that one back while I start the third book, so that, you know, by the time I'm finishing up the third book, it's only been a couple months and it's ready for release. But I think it would kill me to have to sit on a book for months while I write another one. And so what I'm considering doing is writing the book, editing it, you know, getting it professionally edited, and then doing kind of a secret launch just from my store on my website. And, you know, if you're a super fan and you just want everything I write right away, you can go buy it there. But otherwise, I'll be launching them officially on Amazon, you know, in January. And so that's tentatively my plan. There's a lot of reasons behind that that have to do with marketing and the Amazon algorithms. The biggest thing is that since this is a new genre for me, I don't necessarily want all my readers going and buying the book on Amazon right when it's released, because I have dystopian readers, I have sci-fi readers, I have, you know, paranormal urban fantasy readers, and really I have to teach Amazon's algorithms who this book is for, which is people who love dragons and elves and dwarves and that kind of thing. And so this way I don't have to hide the book from my core readers, my fans. I can, you know, get it to them early, but then kind of they've all bought it. And then when I go to launch it, I'm kind of launching to a new, fresh audience that's really specifically interested in this type of book. So that's what I'm thinking. I will keep you posted. Of course, if you're a patron, you will get it before anybody. You'll get it first thing, I promise. And so, yeah, you have that to look forward to probably sometime early this fall. So in other writing news, I have finished my DIY audio production of Blood Ties, the Witches of Mount Shadow prequel novella from Gabriel and Wesley's points of view. And you can actually listen to the entire novella on the podcast. So if you missed the last few episodes, make sure you go back and listen. I release an episode on our usual day, Friday, but then I released episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which were all the chapters in the novella. And eventually I'm going to be packaging those up and putting them on YouTube. But to be honest, I've been having some technical difficulties. It's just a really large file and been having some problems, but it will be available on YouTube if you're watching and you prefer to get your audiobooks on YouTube. So stay tuned for updates on that. That's it for my writing update. Now it's time for what am I reading this week? And to be honest with you, I have not gotten a lot of reading done in the past few weeks. I am still making my way through Dragonsbane by Barbara Hambly, which is book one in the Winterlands series. I'm about 3/4 of the way done with that. I'm still really, really enjoying it. I've been so tired at night when I've gone to bed. I don't always read when I go to bed. I'm also weaning my son, and which means I have a lot less Kindle time. as far as audiobooks go, I am almost finished listening to the book Atomic Habits, An Easy and Proven Way to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones. And I put out a question to my Facebook reader group about this one, because I've been seeing it all over the place. And I saw it in bookstores a long time ago. I think it was released in like 2018. It's not a new book, but it's gotten kind of a new life, like with TikTok and everything. It's kind of taken off again. And it's got like a crazy number of reviews. People love it. And so I decided that I would give it a chance, even though I feel like I'm pretty well versed in good habits, productivity, all that jazz. But I can say that it is just as good and helpful as people make it out to be. I don't think the book is overhyped. Like I said, I'm almost finished with it, and I've actually gotten a lot of useful takeaways from it. And the biggest thing, kind of the most revolutionary thing to me that I didn't know before, or I had never thought about before, is that the best way to build good habits or break bad habits is to link them to your identity. And so if you see yourself a certain way, you are automatically going to either do a habit or not do a habit, just because it would be inconceivable for you to do things any other way. So I think the example he gives in the book is someone offers a cigarette to someone who just quit smoking like a week ago, and the person says, "Oh, no thanks, I'm trying to quit." Well, the person goes and offers a cigarette to someone else, someone who's never smoked before, and they say, "Oh, no thanks, I don't smoke." And that right there, it seems like a small distinction, but it's actually a really powerful one, because, you know, the first person he offers it to, they still see themselves as a smoker, but they see themselves kind of like a smoker in recovery. Whereas the other person, they've never been a smoker, they've never identified as a smoker, and so it's inconceivable to them that they would even try a cigarette. And so that little shift, it just makes such a difference. And I've been thinking about it, and I see it everywhere now, like in all aspects of my life, in all my interactions with people. And I see it in terms of what people think they can and can't do, even when it's things that they do that they feel like they should do, but they don't really want to do. So a good example of this is my dad. My dad has worked in the same industry, in the same job for 30 plus years. And he doesn't like what he does. He wants to retire. He wants to quit. But what's keeping him from doing that is that he's like, "I'm not a quitter. I'm not a job hopper. You know, I'm going to stick with this, you know, because this is what I do. This is, you know, how I support my family." And so it is tied to his identity. And so he will not retire and go on to do something he would like to do better, because he sees it as, you know, it's not who I am to quit this, you know, very good, like well-paying job. And it was funny, because when we were getting ready to go stand up paddleboarding and kayaking at 11 Mile Reservoir, we were kind of talking through what we might want to rent and kind of the logistics of getting the watercraft and meeting up with the other half of our party who were hiking in with like lunch stuff and the baby. And I was going to go get the paddleboard and bring it around to the spot that we were going to picnic at. And my husband was like, "Oh, you know, if it's like really hard to paddle, you know, because you've never done this before." And I was kind of like, "You know, I got this. Like, of course I can. You know, I never done it before, but I just felt like I could do it because I see myself as someone who is fit and capable and able to do things because I've, you know, I've done hard things. I've played sports. I've, you know, done water sports before. And it's just kind of who I am." So I was like, "Well, of course I can do that." And so I just think that anytime you're having a hard time getting yourself to do something, try to tie it to your identity and think about being the type of person who does that thing, because I think it goes a long way. Anyway, I definitely recommend Atomic Habits. It's a really quick listen if you get the audiobook. I sometimes listen on 1.5 speed as well, and so it's a good way to just get some good tips for improving your life and improving your habits. That's about it for us this week, but before we go, let's check the mailbox. And this week, we have a YouTube comment from Maria on the Ether Witch audiobook. Maria writes, Hi, I just found this book without looking for it and loved it so much. I really loved how it is written. I could imagine the entire story and loved how you described everything. The narration was awesome. Loved your note too. This book surely fulfilled my fantasy cravings. Thank you so much, Maria, for that sweet comment. I love getting comments like this on my channel or on my Facebook page. And if you, dear listener, have any comments or questions that you'd like for me to answer on the show, you can send them to tarabenner@gmail.com, or you can post them on any of my social media channels. I am at author Tara Benner on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I am Tara Benner Author on YouTube. You can also post them in our secret reader group on Facebook, Tara Benner's Reader Revolution. That's all I have for you this week, but feel free to stay in my cabin for as long as you like. We can drink all the coffee, you can crack open a good book, hopefully one of mine, and have a wonderful weekend.